The title of this essay is Spiritual Atheism. At first glance, the terms spiritual and atheism enjoined would seem an oxymoron in the least. But I am not the first to come to an awareness that knowledge of spiritual and metaphysical truths are not a necessary negation of a non-belief of a superimposed deity. Too often the idea of being an atheist is ignorantly expanded to include all sorts of negative connotations, when in fact all the word atheist implies is that the person does not believe in God or gods. Considering that no living person or dead that we honestly know of has ever met any God would seem to favor a large atheist population in the world, but the truth is, I belong to the vast minority. Add spiritual and metaphysical wisdom to the mix and the minority shrinks down to virtual non-existence. Belief should be about critical, rational, logical, and contemplative thinking. But as everyone knows, it is not about truths as much as it is about feelings and the acceptance and inclusion in a community. I worked as a very adept spiritual medium for almost 8 years. I was very good at what I did. The experiences that I had over the years communicating with spirit and entities left me with an unshakable knowing that our consciousness does survive the physical body's death. What surprises me is how anyone can draw a straight line with a straight face and announce that this is in any way denotes that there must be a deity involved. Not a single spirit or entity ever reported back having met, seen, or been greeted by any god in their afterlife experiences. Sure, some had beliefs of a god that they carried with them from their life here, but were still waiting for a sign like the rest of the faithful, still incarnated. I have entered into transpersonal states many times over the years since my awakening to self-awareness. Not once have I ever come into contact with deity of any kind. In that state, you really get to experience the mechanics of awareness and self. I came to witness two sources, the passive and active principles. These were the sources of all forms and all selves. Neither was a deity, and neither had any personality of any sort in their primary state. Finding our source in the manifest world source through experience and not through books or gurus is a concept changer. You simply cannot argue with experience. Perceptions, yes, but experience is quite convincing. You can imagine how difficult it has been for someone like me to have meaningful dialogue with anyone not self-aware. The people I have shared my awareness with literally expressed exasperation that I cannot see that there is either a deity or that my spiritual beliefs do not constitute me being a true atheist. In other words, I piss off both sides of the debate. Spirituality does not equal deity beliefs, and atheism does not equal a disbelief and skepticism in all things spiritual and metaphysical. The label, if I do in fact require a label of spiritual atheist, is a literal definition of my awareness. I cannot understand how people can speak fervently of beliefs that they embrace loosely, while knowing little to nothing of the source material or historical reference of the times of the belief embraced. I do not claim any belief that I have not experienced and contemplated upon deeply. I do not believe that the religions are stupid or even misinformed. It is their perceptions of any experiences that I would question, not their faith. To be honest, I have no interest in converting anyone to my perceptions. It simply is none of my business what others believe so long as they don't trespass on my peace. I promise not to trespass on theirs, too. That, to me, is the sure sign of maturity, that one can allow the other person their beliefs. My spiritual atheism is not a loosely held ontological system. I arrive at it from many years of experience, contemplation, and critical thinking. My awareness does stand up to critical thinking. Does yours?